Welcome to WITY Profile. Chad Baker on location courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios in Hoopston today, talking with Anthem Chevrolet operator owner Dave McFadden for our final profile of 2025. Dave, how are we doing today?
Doing great. Really happy to have you here today, Chad.
Always great to catch back up with you. We normally have you on for the Veterans Day. We switched it up a little bit this year and decided to do kind of a year-end deal with you, talk a little bit about your dealership and the state of car buying at the end of 2025. It's always a different landscape than I think a lot of people grew up with, and it's ever changing from electric cars to the features that are inside of the cars, and then of course the car buying experience may be a little bit different. But today we want to focus on the folks that you have here at Anthem Chevrolet, talk about them and get folks acquainted with them heading into that 2026 year.
Yeah, I don't think we can talk about people without talking about what really makes us hum, and that's our service department. We have incredible people, and I'm blessed to have them, because anybody who's ever been in business or around it knows how very hard it is to find and keep good people. There's a reason that so many people in Vermilion County choose us for their service needs. Absolutely tremendous people. I have great technicians, well-trained, state-of-the-art equipment. They're led by an excellent management team, Tiffany Vandeveer, Dane Nichols. There aren't many people around that don't know them and how they're greeted, how they're treated. So I just don't want to talk about how good we are without talking about those people right there.
And there's got to be a certain key here, because it's a small town. You just don't get that in a small town very often. You see that in towns of 30,000, 50,000, place like Champaign, where you have 125,000 within the metro area. But in a town of 5,400, and Hoopston's a beautiful community that's on the rise here, small towns need that push, and to have a fully staffed service department here that can do the job to where people don't have to travel 25, 30 miles. And not only that, but you got people coming in from other towns to come to your service department. That says a lot about what you have here at Anthem.
Yeah, you're right. It's about culture. You know, you create a culture where you hire good people and make it a great place for them to come to work. And that attracts more good people. And so now the key for me is to just take really good care of them and make sure they know how much we appreciate them and that we're all really on the same mission. That's to continue to build our business by taking good care of our customers.
You have great service technicians. You also have great deals. I think a lot of the advertising we hear on the air with you is talking about your tires, talking about your service deals to get folks in the door. And once they get hooked by the deal, they can come in, they can see the service, they can feel like they have a very satisfied experience here with Anthem, and they keep coming back.
Yeah, that's the whole idea. You mentioned tires. We sell a crazy amount of tires here. We've got the best equipment, balancing machines, alignment machines. Everything's updated. Our Hunter alignment system is... it's not very old. But that's really what it's all about. Anybody can sell a car, I suppose, right? But when that customer comes back for service, we make sure they understand how valuable they are, and we treat them accordingly. So, and I think that's why you talked earlier about why so many people from Vermilion County make their way here for us, is because we just have the best sales experience that you can find. Years ago, we sat down and talked about all the things people say that we hear them say about what they don't like about buying a car and all the hassle things, and we don't do those things. And it's not that hard. Treat people the way we want to be treated if we're making a major decision, you know?
Well, let's talk about the folks that are helping those folks make major decisions, switch on over to the sales department. You have a new addition here that you would like to talk about.
Oh, yeah. We're really excited that Mark Bryant, who has spent so many years in Attica in his own store. I've been in the car business a long time, but now Mark has joined us and actually is now the only guy in the building who has more experience in the business than I do. That guy's been in the car business for 40 years and has the most loyal following I've ever seen. And if you ever met Mark, you would understand why. He takes very good care of his people. And so Mark Bryant joined us about a month ago. I've known Mark for years, so it's a natural fit. He and I are so much alike. And he joins a team that we don't have much turnover for the reasons I tell you. We have a great culture here. And Dana Kuhn has been with us many years, more than a decade. She's local, born and raised in Sista Park, raised her family here in Hoopston. Misty Courtney from Milford has been with us several years. You know, it's another area that I'm just so lucky that we have good people. And that allows me and my partner, my business partner, Bradley Crabtree from Watsika. He's our general manager and my partner in this business. So what we do is get to work with these people, to sit back and help them do what they do and just stay out of the way and let them do it.
Well, and with that success, with that experience, you don't have those younger salespeople that are feeling the stress of, oh, I have to make the sale, I have to do this, I have to do that. They are going to hone in on what the person needs. They're not going to dance around. They're going to focus in on what that person is saying and have their best interests at heart. And I think that is something that lacks so much in that car buying experience nowadays. You have a lot of dealerships that the turnover, they change every 6 months, whether it's a new GM or whether it's a new salesperson. You mentioned the continuity you have in your service department. Those people change. To have a staff that's been around and works together really well within that unit, that makes them happy to where they can spread that experience, that joy to the car buying experience too, I think. And that I'm sure has probably been something that some of your customers have come back and said, this experience has been great because of this person.
Yeah, it just feels different when you walk in the building for the things you're saying. We have people say that it feels good. It feels good here. You know, I've got three salespeople now with over 60 years of experience between them. And, you know, there's a reason they're successful and the reason that they have that kind of longevity. We just enjoy what we do. And the secret really is to just hire really nice people. And those people are going to create more nice people. It's, you would think it'd be hard, but it's not hard. It's just hire nice people.
It's an extension of family, and of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the family portion of this, too. You know, I mean, your family has been greatly supportive of this whole experience for you, and they're involved as well.
Oh, yeah, we just love it here. Hoopston, you mentioned, it's Hoopston's worst days are behind it, and there's a lot of great things happening here. Our downtown is just stunning. We're blessed with amazing people there, and my wife and I, this has been our business since 2008, and my partner now, Bradley Crabtree from Watsika, has been a tremendous addition, and we value him and his family. So you're right, there's very much a family operation happening here.
And you're exactly right, and that extends to this town. We see so many families that are establishing businesses, whether it's a husband, wife and children, parents and children. And it's really kind of been a unique setting of how it's all come together. It's been a slow build, but it's been a very methodical build here in the last several years. And I tell you, you mentioned Hoopston's worst days are behind it. I think they got a lot brighter days ahead, too, you know, as a result of folks putting that care and the interest back in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just people. It's all about people. And we're lucky in our community to have really very special people. Bob and Emily Brown, I can't talk about downtown without talking about Bob and Emily Brown and what they have done for our downtown and our community. Their businesses, 112 Wine and Coffee, Bricks and Ivy, the sports trading card shop, and Boxcar Books. Wow, what a bookstore. I was there last night. A dear friend had a book signing last night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so they own those buildings. They've helped clean up the area. And wow, if you've not been in the area and seen those businesses, some of the other businesses are restored. Lorraine Theater, that's here, is the only theater in Vermilion County that does first-run movies. We had Wicked 2 here playing, and wow, you get to see that in a roughly 100-year-old theater that's been completely restored with unbelievable sound and video.
Yeah, of course, that's not to mention what they do with the downtown organization, too. It's going to continue to build. You have Pink Poodle up there now, and they just redid Lance's office, I believe, is up there, too. He's got a brand-new facade on his building, too, if I'm not mistaken. Edward Jones?
Yeah, Lance Raver's Edward Jones office is stunning. Pink Poodle, you have to see that place to believe it. The Pink Poodle boutique owned by Lisa Braymeyer, that is a class act store. So that's just a sampling of what you're going to find downtown here. So yeah, we could talk all day about this. We're pretty excited. I love this town and love this community. In Vermilion County, I grew up in Georgetown. I'm a 1981 Georgetown High School graduate.
Absolutely.
I just told my age, I guess.
Clued us in here. For folks that want to reach out, start that car buying experience, or maybe even change their service plans to you, how's the best way to reach out?
Yeah, you know, you can schedule appointments online at anthemchevy.com. You can call us at 217-283-6688. Browse our inventory at anthemchevy.com. We've got a huge certified pre-owned program where nearly every vehicle on the lot under 100,000 miles will leave here with a six-month, 6,000-mile factory-backed bumper-to-bumper warranty, regardless of make. Our certified pre-owned factory warranty extends to our used vehicles other than Chevy. So great selection of used trucks right now. But just based upon the season, we had our best month of the year. Last month generated some amazing trade-ins. So yeah, if you're curious, if you want to browse, just come see us. We're right on Route 1. We're probably 25 minutes north of Walmart. So yeah, come see us. We'd love to have you.
Well worth the drive. Dave, have a great start to your 2026. Always great catching up with you, and look forward to talking with you more in the new year.
Yeah, thanks for the time, Chad. Appreciate you coming up and appreciate you letting me talk about all things that are important to us here.
Absolutely. That's Dave McFadden, Anthem Chevrolet in Hoopston, North Route 1. Check them out today. For WI2I Profile, I'm Chad Baker.